You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
The government has announced a $30 million will be taken from a program funding teachers learning Te Deo Māori in order to fund the maths curriculum. Education Minister Erica Stanford says the program has no impact on students. However, an independent report stated it was highly valued in terms of language revitalisation. Associate Education Minister David Seymour has announced a new plan to lift school attendance rates. This plan includes potential prosecutions for parents whose children have repeated absences. The plan also aims to bring an end to teacher-only days that fall during the semester. And education unions have criticised the government's plan to reintroduce charter schools. The New Zealand Education Initiative's Mark Potter told One News that charter schools have made no positive improvement or differences where they have been introduced. The government has allocated $153 million, enough to introduce 15 new charter schools and convert 35 state schools over the next 5 years. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Labour's education spokesperson Jan Tinity about all of these topics. I started by asking about the reallocation of Te Reo Māori funds. Do you agree with the government's decision to take $30 million in Te Reo Māori funding for the maths curriculum?
Oh, look, I'm absolutely opposed to this, and I don't think anything's made me as wild in recent days and weeks as what this has. We're barely weeks out of Te Wiki or Te Reo Māori and the mask has slipped as the government demonstrates yet again a complete disregard for the Māori worldview. I speak to teachers who have been through this program and they just tell me that it's the best professional development that they've ever had. And diminishing this and pulling this money back is just a really, really poor move.
The program the government is cutting was an important part of language revitalisation, according to an independent report. But the Education Minister says this report was unimportant. What is your response?
She's been really disingenuous over this. She's quoted figures from that report that are just clearly wrong. The report found that 87% of participants found the program gave them confidence to speak Te Reo in their classroom. This is an amazing statistic. 97% of participants said that they would recommend it to others, and 79% would do another Te Aho or Te Reo Māori course. I really want to know what part of this does our Education Minister believe this to be poorly performing?
The Minister also says it was important to reprioritise education funding to get maths results to their expected standard. Would you agree with this?
Look, of course maths is important, but this is not an and or. This should be an and. Why does this come at the expense of diminishing Te Reo Māori? Te Reo Māori is important to New Zealand. We are the only country where this is spoken in the world. We need to be holding on to our language and treating it as the taonga that it is. The Minister, Erica Stanford, is a graduate in Māori studies and she should know better.
And what are your thoughts on the government's new strategy to lift school attendance?
Look, attendance is always going to be a really hard one. Bringing kids back and making schooling attractive, that's the word I'm looking for, attractive for kids after they've been through the trauma of COVID is always going to be difficult. But Labour put in a really good attendance and engagement strategy and the regional response fund. The engagement is the really important word there, getting kids engaged in school again. This is what this government is missing out on. They think they just need to get kids back to school, but we need to engage them in their learning. The Regional Response Fund brought that local response to attendance, and what we're seeing now is that funding is being cut. Nothing is going to change or get to the levels that we really want it to be if we don't get kids engaged through a local response.
And who will the government's approach be impacting?
It's really those young people that have been disengaged from school. Those are the ones that worry me the most, is that you might get them back in the gate of school, but they're not going to be engaged back in their learning. It's not It's not really suiting their needs at all. We've recently heard that the re-engagement officers are hearing that they've lost their jobs because of government cuts, so they can say they're going hard on one hand, and then on the other hand, the people that are actually being employed to ensure that those kids are back engaged and loving learning are losing their jobs.
And teachers' unions have spoken out against charter schools. What is their reasoning?
Their reasoning is that there is huge amount of evidence, both from overseas and in New Zealand, where charter schools have failed once before, that these just don't work. This is a way of siphoning public taxpayer funds into the private sector. That is the true reason behind charter schools. They don't make a difference to the system overall. In fact, they can set the system backwards in that young people get left in other schools with less funding than what the charter schools make. This will only have negative results, just as being seen overseas and here last time when they failed.
Is this why Labor is voting against charter schools?
Absolutely. Labor wants the best quality public education system in this country. That's what we're striving for. Look, we've abolished charter schools before and we're going to do it again.
What will happen when state schools are converted to charter ones?
That's a really, really interesting question, because this is the new part of this bill this time, or this act this time, is bringing the state schools into the system. What will happen is that you've got, on the one hand, you've got the Education Minister, Erica Stanford, saying that schools need to be more consistent in their approach to curriculum and education. On the other hand, you've got the Associate Minister saying, no, we're going to give them the flexibility. What will happen is that once again, we're going to see people not really understanding what's happening, teachers not having their employment rights that they should be able to get and is their absolute right in this country to be able to have. And we're going to see a divided education system. We're devolving it even further rather than actually ensuring that our schooling system is connected.
Then what is the logic for charter schools? Why is the government introducing this policy?
They are simply doing it based on ideology that using public funds to fund into a private system to build up business, to make a competitive structure, putting profits before kids, they think will be good. Overseas, that has been shown to fail. The moment that you start to build that competitive structure, it is absolutely to the detriment of an education system overall.
And how simple would it be to ban charter schools and reverse these, especially the converted state schools?
Well, as I said, we've done it before. Because this is a new realm now, we'll have to get legal advice when we're back in. But I can absolutely guarantee that we will get rid of them. We see them as being totally bad for education, and we will not see charter schools in our future.
That was the Labor Party's education spokesperson, Jan Tinetti, on education unions' opposition to charter schools, the reallocation of Te Reo Māori funding towards the maths curriculum, and the government's new plan to lift school attendance rates.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.